I used to watch a TV show called Clean House. You too. Yeah, I used to watch this TV show called Clean House. It was one of my guilty pleasure TV shows, like The Bachelor and Project Runway. And the premise of Clean House is that the producers would find a home that was so terribly cluttered that the family could barely live in it anymore. And they would come in, and this little team of three people led by Niecy Nash would come in, and they would work with the family, and they would go through all of their belongings and sort them out into what they could sell at a garage sale, as well as what they could give to charity or throw away or recycle. And then they would have the garage sale, and they would take the proceeds from the garage sale to pay for a modest remodel of the inside of the house. And the family would come back, and they had all that space, and it was just so inspiring. It was just beautiful, this whole new beginning for them. And you really felt relieved right along with them. Well, there was one show in particular that really has stayed with me, and it was one of those very, very extreme cases. And the clutter in this home was so bad, you couldn't even see the floor. There was no place to sit in the living room. And even when you went into the bedrooms, the beds were so crowded over with stuff that you couldn't lie down. It was incredible. And the family, of course, was just suffering terribly because of this. They weren't getting along. They were all stressed out. Everything felt chaotic. The communication had fallen apart. The relationships were broken. So in comes the Clean House crew, and they're meeting with the family and going through everything, and they're especially looking for anything of value they can find that they can sell in a garage sale to help fix this place up. And of course, they're getting rid of a lot of stuff too. And finally, they find something of real value. And it's back in the closet of the father in the household, and it's an old magazine collection. And as I recall, the magazine was like Popular Mechanics or Auto something, I don't know, something like that. And it was so well preserved, and they were so old, that the crew immediately knew these were collector's items. And so they went to the father and they said, "Hey, how about if we sell your magazine collection, and we can use the money from that to probably repaint the whole inside of the house, and maybe even recarpet it?" And the man said, "No way. There is no way I'm going to give up my magazines." Now, some of you out there might think, "Well, I get that." That was not my response. It was one of those times when I speak back to the television set and I said, "You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Your family is falling apart. You're drowning in clutter. You're needing some money. And you can't give up your magazines." Well, they did eventually talk him into giving up the magazines. They got the money. Everything worked out great. And we hear that story and we can feel rather smug, right? Like, "Well, I would never do that. I would never hold on to old magazines like that." Well, maybe not. But what do you hold on to? You know, we all hold on to old habits and beliefs and practices that clutter up our lives, that get in our way, that really impede our progress in becoming who we're meant to be. We hold on to these old thoughts and behaviors that we know are not for our highest good. We continue on, even though we know that we know that we should give that up. Why do we do it? It's what we've always done. It's familiar. It's who we know ourselves to be. There's great comfort in being who you've always been and doing what you've always done. And we would prefer familiar pain to unfamiliar possibilities. And no one, I don't think anyone has said this any better than Marianne Williamson in her great book, A Return to Love. These words were later quoted by Nelson Mandela. She says, "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small, doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just some of us. It's in every one. Afraid of our own light. You see, we come into this world and we're pure and innocent, these shining, beautiful beings. And what typically happens is that some person in authority, some authority figure comes along and either crosses our boundaries or makes an offhand judgment about us or perhaps makes unkind or even cruel remarks. They make a judgment about us or they act with a judgment in mind and we believe them. We internalize it and we allow it to define us. And we continue to then act in our lives as if all of that were true. When I was growing up, my father was rather inept at showing love. I didn't know that's what was going on at the time. I thought it was me. I thought, if I was just good enough, if I just a little bit better, I'm almost there, almost. But those goalposts were always moving. Right? There was never enough. There was never good enough. And it was only after decades of personal work and counseling and spiritual searching that it became clear to me. There wasn't anything wrong with me. Not a thing. I was fine. I was enough. I am enough. And so are you. Somebody may have told you in the past that you were unworthy in some way, that you were falling short. You're that person that doesn't do the right thing or doesn't follow through, whatever it might have been. Maybe somebody told you that you weren't worthy of being loved or happy, or they indicated that to you. And so my question to you is, how long are you going to believe them? How long are you going to continue to believe them, and at what cost to yourself? Each and every one of us has the power to let go of false and limiting beliefs, to see through this illusion of who we've told ourselves we are or who others have told us we are, to look past all of that to the truth of the Christ within us, to the truth that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. That light is bright and beautiful and perfect, and always looking for ways to more fully express itself. That's the truth of who we are. Everything else is just clutter. So you may remember I love this story in the book of Matthew, in chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. So Jesus is walking along by the Sea of Galilee, and he comes upon Simon, who became Peter. They always say that, Simon, who became Peter, and his brother Andrew. And they had cast their fishing nets out into the sea. And Jesus came along and said, "Leave your nets and follow me." And then he said the same thing to James of Zebedee and his brother John. "Leave your nets and follow me." Now we hear that story and we think, okay, that's when they decided not to fish anymore, but rather to go follow him and be his disciples. And of course, that's the literal meaning of it, but let's consider the symbolic meaning if we use some of the interpretation provided by Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore. He says the net, a net, represents our mindset, our paradigm, our worldview, and the fish are ideas and thoughts that have the ability to be fruitful and multiply. And And so our minds are the nets that hold these ideas and these thoughts. Now think about the meaning of when Jesus said, leave your nets. Leave behind your old way of thinking. Leave behind your old limited thoughts and ideas, your whole paradigm. Let go of that. And follow me. Follow me, who is pointing to and helping you see the truth in yourself. You see, he was all about changing at depth, but doing so by coming home to who we truly are. You know, we might say that Jesus was someone who taught a man to fish rather than giving a man a fish. It was about self-empowerment. It was about claiming our own good, our own true identity, and standing tall and proud in that. And being the expression of Christ that we're meant to be in this world was all about transformation. So today, as we enter into our burning bowl ceremony, it's the perfect opportunity to think about what transformation would be for us. And of course, the first step in transformation is to let go. We know this. It's just as he said, leave your nets. You must first let go of what you're clinging to, grasping on, settling for. Let it go before you can receive a higher good. And even before you can really reach for a higher good. You see, what are we going to let go? And New Year's Eve is always the time when we think about that and make our New Year's resolution. It's our time to clean house. Maybe for you that's going to mean cleaning out the closets, getting rid of some of your clutter and stuff. Maybe it's going to mean dropping some of those pounds you gained over the holidays, joining the gym. Or maybe this year, it's going to be about letting go of false ideas and beliefs of who you are and habits that don't serve you. Re-examine things you may tell yourself, like, I'm the person who's always late. I'm the person who always worries. I'm someone who gossips. I'm someone with addictions. I'm someone who can't quite get there in life. That's a bunch of nonsense. You're not that. You're not that. It's just a story. Who you are is so big and so beautiful, and so ready to come forth. And so today, as we do our burning bowl ceremony, I'll lead us through a meditation in a few moments to prepare us for that, but it's an opportunity to see what is coming up for you in your own heart that you're ready to release. A thought, a behavior, a pattern, habit, whatever it might be. Write it on your little piece of flash paper there with your pencil. It may be that thing in you that you have been aware of, and suddenly now today, on this momentous day, you're thinking, enough. I am done with that. I am done with that. I'm putting it into the fire to be burned up and purified. And what that does is open the space for the new to come in, and for you to step into a higher knowledge, expression, and realization of God. And that's what we'll do next week at our White Stone Ceremony, when we write how we're inspired, what comes to us from Spirit as our highest intention for the coming year. And that we hold on to. And that is our keepsake for 2018. Just know that whatever you feel led to do, however you feel led to transform, you have the power of God within you and through you and as you, fueling you in this, actually calling you into it and energizing you to fulfill it. The whole universe is pulling for you in this regard. And so say yes. Say yes. And give yes. Yes. Let's do that again. The universe is calling you, and so you're going to say
yes.
Woo! And that is the freedom of release. Let's prepare now for our meditation. Take a moment. I invite you to get comfortable in your seat. Take a deep breath in. Close your eyes if you wish. Release and let go. One more time, a big, deep breath in. And as you breathe out, let go of any worries or concerns or stress or anxiety. Just feel yourself melt into this present, perfect moment. I invite you to breathe in and out through your heart space. Breathing into the presence of God within you. Breathing out love and possibility. Feel your body relax and let go. Let go and trust that God's got this. Take a moment to appreciate how far you have come already. What you've let go of in the past and how it has propelled you forward. Feeling how good and right it has all been. I invite you to breathe into your own heart, feeling the love of God there. Feel the beckoning of our way shower. And notice where there is that uptick, that quickening of energy in you that says, I am ready to let go. I am ready to let go of what no longer serves me. I know that I am more than this habit or belief or experience, behavior. I am not that. I am the Spirit breathing through me. I am the light shining as me. I am the love expressing. I invite you to imagine letting go of what no longer serves you as if dropping it by the side of the road, leaving it behind. Oh, I'm done with it. I am done with that. And stepping forward into a bright new beginning. Take a moment now to breathe into our own hearts, to open ourselves to that still small voice within us that guides us in what we are to release and let go. celebrate the call of freedom in our own hearts. We celebrate this beautiful presence and spirit in us, urging us on. We affirm for ourselves the life of God within reassures me that new adventures await. The life of God within reassures me that new adventures await, and I am ready. And for this beautiful day and this opportunity to be conscious in our transformation, we are so grateful. Thank you, Wayshower Jesus. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.